Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a shrink, I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then some get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. The reason I wanted to do this edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth is because somebody who, to me, has become a part of my family, she is a wonderful lady who has done so much for the baby loss community. Her name is Tanya, and I'm going to read to you what's written up on her GoFundMe wall, and maybe you guys will understand why this is so important. It's basically about her daughter. Her daughter is just adorable, but let me get to you. It says, Tanya and her family have had an extremely difficult couple of years, including 4 pregnancy losses and the death of their son to SIDS in 2011. In 2012, Tanya was overjoyed by the birth of her beloved Rainbow, a true light in the middle of a very dark storm of child loss. On November 10th, this precious little girl came down with pneumonia and was taken to Denver Children's Hospital, 2 or so hours away from their home. Over the course of the next week, her condition worsened and she became critical. After ventilation failed to work and she was not getting enough oxygen, she was put onto ECMO, a treatment that is only used on critically ill patients and uses a pump to circulate blood through an artificial lung back into the bloodstream. Through what can only be called a miracle, her lungs healed enough to be taken off the machine on November 19th. Although she is on a ventilator and will be in hospital for the next few weeks or even months, her condition is improving. Having a critically ill child has taken its toll on the family emotionally, physically, and financially. Tanya has been under an inordinate amount of stress and had to deal with the emotional roller coaster that no one can hardly bear to imagine. She's been holding it together with amazing strength despite having to deal with a critically ill child so soon after the death of her son. In order to compound the stress, Tanya is also pregnant with what will hopefully be her second Rainbow. Having a critically ill child so far from home has been financially devastating. Being 2 hours from home, they are away from their jobs and have been holding a vigil by her child's bedside, praying for a recovery. Although Tanya would never admit it, they are struggling and need our help. An update from when this actually happened is that Tanya's daughter is making such amazing, amazing progress right now. I'm just heading to her Facebook page to find all, like, the recent updates. No, we're not going to have chocolate as a recent update, but I'm sure a little daughter. It says here, the latest update was 8 hours ago, and it says, new resident from the one she's had, and now there's a huge catch on if she gets to go home tomorrow. They're even making her keep the feeding tube until at least tomorrow, and discharge at the earliest is now bumped to Saturday. The one before that said, the test only took a few minutes, and so I was hoping to wait for more news before posting, but the doctors are still on their rounds, so here goes. She is cleared for fluids. However, for the next 12 weeks, we'll have to thicken it to honey consistency because the too thin a consistency is called some aspiration. In 12 weeks, she'll have a follow-up swallow study. If she doesn't pass round thickened liquids, then it'll be a sign of a pre-existing issue and not caused by her being on the ventilator. So that's, you know, I'm just trying to go through her page because I want you to, you know, to be updated. One of the most beautiful photos there actually was with Tanya was her actually being helped to hold her daughter, you know, for the first time in what had been a couple of weeks, and being able to just cuddle her. As you know, as a parent, your natural instinct when your child is sick is to just hold that child, you know, just hold that child and love that child and, you know, give her all the love and everything that you can. One of the other updates says, I just found it. It says, she was able to drink from an open cup and a straw when OT and speech were here, meaning they're hopeful for a test tomorrow going well. Her appointment for the test is at 9 a.m. in radiology lab, so they can be sure food and drink are going into her stomach and not her lungs. They've knocked her feed from an NG tube down to 3 per day, 2 of them overnight to encourage her to eat more on her own. Now, basically, what people don't know is that when you have a breathing tube put in, when you are in hospital and you need help with breathing, there is a possibility that, for those of you who don't know, where the tube are that you swallow and breathe are right next to each other. There's a very, very thin flap that closes over the breathing side when you swallow and opens up again when you breathe. Hence, sometimes the whole saying, it's gone down the wrong hole and you choke. Now, when you have a breathing tube inserted, These sometimes can actually cause damage, which means that when a child or an adult swallows, the food will go to the lungs. So basically the tests that she had done were to see if, you know, make sure everything was going the right way. And hopefully, you know, everything is going. But, you know, when you go back and you look at, like, her statuses and everything, there are so many things that are now are so positive. It was so tragic. We were all praying and praying for good outcomes. And every day it was going to a page to, you know, find her and everything. So I'm going to read you the web address for the GoFundMe page. And it says it's www.gofundme.com/helpforchris. I'm actually going to read you how to spell the name because it's not Chris in the traditional sense. So it's www.gofundme.com/HELP4CHRYS. Now, if you can head on over there, some money has been raised. It's going really good. But let's, you know, help them get to their total. Let's get them to a point where the holidays are going to be great for all the family, that this money will help with some bills that obviously, you know, are coming in, and just take a little bit of pressure off of her. I, you know, as I say, there's only a handful of people who I would devote my radio show to. And Tanya is one of them. She is such an amazing woman, as I've already said. Her knowledge, obviously, sadly, she got her knowledge on SIDS from the loss of her son. But the warmth that she has sent out to everybody and the way she opens her heart to everyone, you know, is just phenomenal. She does so much for so many people. And we really, really need to make sure that people head over there. Just head over. You know, if you've got a dollar, give her a dollar. If you've got $2, give her $2. You know, any little bit helps. I can truthfully say that from the bottom of my heart, every little bit helps. You know, this is a little girl. She's like 2 years old who, you know, obviously she wants her mummy as much as her mummy wants her. And you know what little two-year-olds are like. Give them a coloring book and a box of crayons and they're going to be happy for hours. You know, help out any way you possibly can. This is somebody who has done so much for the community, as I said. The things she makes, she puts lists and lists and lists up of the work that she is doing overnight. And I think to myself, my God, does this woman live in a world where they've got more hours than the 24 that the rest of us have? Because she is a mom. She, obviously, we all adore our kids, but you can tell from the things that she posts about her kids that she just adores them. And she doesn't want people to hurt. You know, she wants to help people. And, you know, now she's in the need where she needs our help. And so I'm asking everybody to please go over to www.gofundme.com/HELP4CHRYS. And as I say, donate a dollar, donate 10. Heck, if you've got the money and can donate more, I say go for it. This is a woman who, she didn't ask for any of this, and I'm on about the fundraising. She didn't ask for any of this. Us as her friends, and as I said, we consider her our family, wanted to do something for her daughter. You know, this isn't somebody who's repeatedly out there going, gimme, 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 gimme. This is somebody who is the giver. She has always been the giver, and now it's her turn to feel the love that we as a community and as human beings have for her, and for her family. You know, we had an auction over on, excuse me, on Maddie's memory. I actually let Billy run it who is another person who is just phenomenal in helping getting these things going. She, you know, got it up and running while I was in the middle of moving to help raise money for her there as well. And as I say, I know that Tanya would be, you know, take $5 and turn it into the most amazing Christmas for her kids. You know, if you give her $20, heck, she'd be doing backflips. Well, she shouldn't be because she's pregnant, so we don't really want her doing backflips while she's pregnant. But metaphorically speaking, she would be, you know. And all of this money isn't just going to pay for, you know, a Christmas. This is helping to pay for the bills that are mounting up. You know, let's be honest, when you're at a hospital, when you have a child who's sick, yes, the hospital helps you. They give you vouchers for a certain amount of food, but you have to eat out. You know, if you, let's be honest, you're going to stay there and be with your child. You're not going to go home and say, okay, I'm going to leave the kid who's on a ventilator, who's in critical condition. I'm going to go home and make a four-course dinner, and I'll be back later. No, you're going to vending machines. You're going to the cafeteria. You're, you know, that all adds up. I mean, I'm just thinking about the amount of tea I drink in a course of a day. Could you imagine that cost per day with a child in hospital? Now add on to that food and everything as well. This isn't, you know, this isn't a cry for help for somebody who doesn't need it. This is a cry for help for somebody who has given and given and given and deserves our help back. I can't stress it enough. I just, please go to, I'm going to say it again until my show goes off the air, and then I actually have 30 minutes after the show goes off the air that I could just keep repeating and repeating, but we'll end it at the 30 minutes. So we got 12 minutes left of this. I want you all to head over to www.gofundme.com/HELP4CHRYS. I'm also going to tell you a bit about as to, you know, what type of person Tanya is. On Maddie's memory, I wanted to have a list of people who, you know, people who had lost their child could go to, who have more knowledge on a certain subject. Tanya was the first one. She's like, right up there, I can help people with SIDS. You know, talk to me about SIDS. You know, I will gladly help. And that's the kind of person she is. She is the first one who's there raising her hand, saying, you know, I can help. She apologized. This is the bit that gets me. She apologized to me that she couldn't help out more when we had our sale, AJ, for moving, which is a whole different story and not for tonight. I was like, come on now, your child's in hospital. You've got other things to worry about. Deal with that. You know, I know that you want to, I know she wants to help everybody. She really does. It's just who she is. And as hearts go, she has one of the biggest in the baby loss community. There's no, I don't think there's a selfish bone in her body at all. You know, every part of her wants to help others. And that's why I'm asking everybody, if you could please just spare some time to help her in return. If you can't donate, do something like share the page that the fundraiser's on. You know, help. excuse me. I'm going to choke here on a raisin. help her, you know, get to the point where, you know, obviously Chris is going to be coming home very soon. You know, I registered the theme, so hopefully looks like Saturday looks positive. Let's fingers crossed for Saturday is all I can say. And if she does come home, you know, the bills don't stop. You know, just because you're home, the bills don't, you know, stop. You've got the expenses you incur during that hospital time that perhaps the insurance just won't cover. You've got the money that you had to spend, as I just said, on food and everything for yourself and gas money that you had to take from another bill. You know, and it's that whole thing of borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. Well, let's help her pay Paul back. You know, let's help her pay Peter back, so to speak. You know, let's get that money to her. Let's help make it so that she can, you know, when the bill comes in, say, okay, I've got this. We got this covered. We're going to be able to do it. you know, there's X amount of money left from the GoFundMe. There's X amount of money left from the fundraiser. There's X amount of money left from the auction. Whatever the money coming from, wherever it comes from, to be able to say, we've got this covered. To be able to see her family at Christmas and be able to, obviously, she enjoys her family and doesn't take them for granted or anything, but to be have her daughter home with her for Christmas and to be able to see her in front of the Christmas tree opening up Christmas presents. And, you know, if you can't give, if you don't want to give because you don't believe that you should help pay someone's bills, get a hold of myself through my Facebook page. Just look for, you can actually look for the WFSL Radio Network page on Facebook. Get a hold of me through there. I will get you an address where if you want to send her a gift, you can send a gift to the little girl for Christmas. I know some people are a bit funny about donating money, but you can do that. You can get hold of myself, as I say, through Blog Talk Radio as well. There's a section there where you can email us. It comes directly to our email. We'll gladly get hold of an address where items can be sent to the family if you don't want to donate money. But either way, help this family out this holiday season. They, as I say, they never ask for anything. Tanya never asks for anything. You know, she is the, you know, let me help you, let me help you, let me help you. And let's help her. Let's make this time more special for her. You know, the fact that her daughter made it through something that terrifies, let's be honest, absolutely terrifies you when your kids are in there. And so for her to sit there and see her daughter, you know, go through these breathing treatments, have to be sedated, you know, IVs, tubes in her, medication being pumped in her, it's every parent's nightmare. I mean, I can't even begin to describe the pictures that she posted of her daughter. They break your heart, and it touches you to know that somebody who you care about is going through this. And I just want Tanya to know, because I know that she's listening, because she sent me a message on Facebook saying she is. I just want you to know, Tanya, that all of your friends love you and your family so very, very much. As you know, me and Billy, Sarah, everybody just want to make things a little bit easier for you guys this year for Christmas and for the rest of the year until you guys are back on track. We know that, you know, your life has basically stopped these few weeks to make sure that your daughter's okay. And God bless you for keeping us all updated, because as I told you, I was stalking your page every day. Okay, is there an update? Is there an update? And I know I'm not the only one. And I just want to let you know that for eternity, we are going to be here and support you. Your family, we are one big family. So as I say to everybody, please just go over to www.gofundme.com/HELP4CHRYS. If you're catching the tail end of this show, I'm actually going to read you the story again, just so that it's out there, and so that when this show ends, it leaves you with, you know, in your mind again with what happened. So bear with me. Here we go. Tanya and her family have had an extremely difficult couple of years, including 4 pregnancy losses and the devastating death of her son to SIDS in 2011. In 2012, Tanya was overjoyed by the birth of her beloved Rainbow, a true light in the middle of a dark storm of child loss. On November 10th, her daughter came down with pneumonia and was taken to Denver Children's Hospital, 2 or so hours away from her home, for treatment. Over the course of the next week, her condition worsened and she became critical. After ventilation failed to work, and she was not getting enough oxygen, she was put onto an ECMO, a treatment that is only used on critically ill patients and uses a pump to circulate blood through an artificial lung back into the bloodstream. Through what can only be called a miracle, her lungs healed enough to be taken off the machine on November 19th. This last bit is, you know, has changed since this. So the bit where it says, although she's on a ventilator, she'll be in hospital for the next few weeks or months, her condition is improving. Her condition has improved to the point now where we are actually talking about her coming home. Having a critically ill child has taken a toll on the family emotionally, physically, and financially. Tanya has been under a huge amount of stress and had to deal with the emotional roller coaster that one can hardly bear to imagine. She is holding it together with amazing strength despite having to deal with a critically ill child so soon after the death of her son. In order to compound the stress, Tanya is also pregnant with what we hopefully will be her second rainbow. Having a critically ill child so far from home has been financially devastating for the family. Being 2 hours from home, they are away from their jobs and have been holding a vigil by her daughter's bedside praying for a recovery. Although Tanya will never admit it, they are struggling and need our help. If you have it in your heart, please make a donation to this family that have truly been through the worst in such a way that is unbelievable. Now, there have been donations coming in, so that is really, really good. And we're hoping that as many people as possible listen to this show and will just out of the kindness of their hearts help out this family some more. We now only have 3 minutes of this show left, so I just want to say it one more time. Please go to www.gofundme.com/HELP4CHRYS. And just to let you know again, Tanya, that we love you very much. And thank you so much for sharing your daughter's updates and her progress with her. We hope that she comes home this weekend. And we're sending you lots of love. So as I say, please head over one more time to www.gofundme.com/HELP4CHRYS. This is Hazel for Run Her Mouth, Dog Talk Radio, saying goodnight to you all. Bye-bye.